So I'll be presenting the elevated blood lead levels in adults in Missouri 2012. And recently we just had a discussion about presenting the more recent data, and we have started working on the 2013 data for Missouri as well. And we have seen some of the characteristics which are presented here, similar trends from the 2012 and 2013 data. So again, this is a broad audience. I'm just going to go over some general facts about lead. So lead is a naturally occurring element, which is widely used in many commercial products, including battery and bullets manufacturing. Lead is very stable and can accumulate in the environment. It is not naturally found in the body, and it can act as a toxicant. The most common form of exposure is through ingestion or inhalation. So why are we concerned about lead? So lead exposures, even at very low levels, can result in renal damage, developmental defects in children, increased risk for hypertension, among other health effects. Although lead poisoning is an entirely preventable condition, the World Health Organization estimates that over 95% of adults with elevated BLLs are exposed occupationally in the United States, and this exposure accounts for approximately $43 billion annually. And why are we focusing on Missouri? Missouri has had historically one of the highest prevalence of elevated blood lead levels. Sorry, Corral. So lead have a half-life in blood of 1 to 2 months. The geometric adult blood lead mean in the United States is 1.2 micrograms per deciliter. The CDC's reference for elevated blood lead levels was changed from 25 or over microgram per deciliter in 2008 to greater than or equal to 10 microgram per deciliter in 2009, and this was to reduce overall occupational exposure based on the previous health effects I just mentioned. As you can see, exposure at even low levels can cause irreversible health damage. So Walter mentioned this, I'm just going to take a different approach on this. So this graph shows the national prevalence of elevated blood lead levels from 1992 to 2012. The x-axis shows the rate per 100,000 employed adults. So the blue dashed line, if you can see here, this represents the prevalence, which was greater than or equal to 25 microgram per deciliter, and this was the historical limit that was shown. And after the limit was changed in 2009, this shows the new prevalence. So in this area, this shows the new prevalence, which was greater than or equal to 10 microgram per deciliter. And as you can see, up to 2012, you still have a higher proportion of occupational exposures, which roughly equates to 22.5 per 100,000 employed adults. And again, why are we focusing on Missouri? So Missouri is one of the 11 states which had a national prevalence of greater than or equal to 24.5 microgram per deciliter. So the goals of the ABLES program, again, is to meet the Healthy People 2020 objective, which I will explain in the next slide, to build state capacity, to target intervention and provide assistance, to integrate adult blood leads with other programs, which could be child-led programs, and to measure trends in adult BLLs. So the Missouri program was started in October of 2001, and again, it's to meet the national Healthy People 2027 objective, which is to reduce the prevalence of adults who have elevated blood lead levels of greater than or equal to 10 micrograms per deciliter to 20.2 persons per 100,000 employees. So this is part of the Healthy People 2020 report. And the program currently measures trends in both occupational and non-occupational exposures. However, for non-occupational exposures, there's limited data for those who have blood lead levels less than 10 microgram per deciliter. So what's the sampling framework for Missouri, and how do they collect data? So any Missouri resident who receives a blood lead test is monitored by the ABLES program. This can include workers who are exposed occupationally, as well as patients from non-occupational exposures. These samples are sent to certified labs for further analysis and testing. The results of each lab test are received by the Missouri ABLES program. And based on the results, there are several actions that can be taken. So if an individual has a blood lead level of greater than or equal to 10 microgram per deciliter, the individual healthcare provider is contacted. If the BLL exceeds 50 microgram per deciliter, OSHA is also contacted, and all results are reported to the National ABLES program. So this brings us to our study questions. Why were we interested in Missouri, and what were we able to get out of the analysis, surveillance analysis? So the first question is, well, what are the demographic and occupational characteristics of Missouri residents with elevated blood lead levels? How does the prevalence of elevated blood lead levels in Missouri compare to the national average? And how can we target intervention to reduce overexposures to lead in the workspace, especially in Missouri? So the methods review is that we review data for the Missouri ABLES program for 2012. Laboratory reported blood lead levels for all adults were received from the program via file transfer protocol or FTP, email, fax, or regular mail. Additional information about cases were obtained from interviews via ABLES staff. So we defined a case as a Missouri resident, age 16 or older, who had a blood lead level of greater than or equal to 10 microgram per deciliter. And again, this is the CDC's reference guide. We also defined very high blood lead levels was defined as a blood lead level of 25 or over microgram per deciliter. And this was also the historic level that was used, and it's also the OSHA's National Initiative Program level. Occupational exposure was also defined as whether the exposure occurred at the workplace, and this determination was made by the ABLES program staff. So based on that, we ran some statistical analysis, and we looked at demographic and occupational characteristics by sex, age, race, and industry sector. And for industry sector, we recorded the North American Industry Classification System, or NICS codes, into NIOSH, National Occupational Research Agenda, or NORA Industrial Codes. Prevalence was calculated using the following formula, which was total number of Missouri residents with an elevated blood lead level divided by the average number of Missouri residents age 16 or older. So based on our analysis, we decided to split elevation, those who had elevated blood levels, into two groups. Based on bivariate analysis, those who had blood levels of 10 to 24 microgram per deciliter and those who had blood levels of 25 or greater. And we used chi-square tests to determine significance. A multivariable logistic regression model was used to determine if characteristics independently associated with having an elevated BLL, and the results which I present here are adjusted odds ratios with 95% confidence intervals. So let's get into the descriptive analysis on what we find. So in 2012, there were 15,286 adults with an elevated blood lead level. Of those, 15,286 adults had a blood lead test in Missouri in 2012. Of those, 19% had a blood lead level of greater than or equal to 10 microgram per deciliter. The median BLL was 2 microgram per deciliter, ranging from 0 or non-detectable to 175 microgram per deciliter. 3% had blood lead levels greater than or equal to 40 microgram per deciliter, which is the OSHA limit for coming back to work. So looking at demographic and occupational characteristics, most of the residents with elevated blood lead levels were male, and that was 88%, greater than or equal to 35 years old, 70%, and white, 83%. Looking at where they were employed, most of them were employed in Johnson, Jefferson, Dent, or Iron counties, which accounted for 55%, and these are areas where battery manufacturing and lead mining is concentrated in Missouri. 98% of all overexposure were occupational exposure, and the highest reported blood lead test reported in the state of Missouri in 2012 was 175 microgram per deciliter, and this was from a non-occupational exposure, and that was very high. So grouping together, this graph shows the total number of cases of blood lead levels that were elevated, that's meaning greater than or 10 microgram per deciliter in Missouri. The x-axis shows the industry sector, and the y-axis shows the number of cases. And manufacturing and mining accounted for a total of roughly 90% of cases in Missouri in 2012. Stratifying that data and looking at it more in depth, this table shows that the number of cases who had an elevated blood lead level by two top industry. So for manufacturing, industry subsector, storage, battery manufacturing, and smelting and mining, accounting for overall 92% of cases within Missouri. So those were the areas where most workers had elevated blood lead levels. And when you look at mining, industry subsector, zinc, and lead ore mining had the majority of cases, which equates to 99.9%. So these subsectors accounted for the majority of cases in 2012. We also calculated the prevalence in 2012 based on the formula I just explained. And for 2012, the prevalence of elevated blood lead levels among Missouri residents was 106 per 100,000 employee, which was markedly higher, five times higher than the national average of 22.5 100,000 employed adults. So as you can see, Missouri has very high prevalence. So based on that, the demographic characteristics, we wanted to see which of these characteristics independently associated with having an elevated BLL. And based on our bivariate analysis, we identified two variables that were significant, and these include males and those working in manufacturing. And the results presented show that these two variables were male and those work in manufacturing were significantly more higher to have a blood lead level, and that level is greater than or equal to 25 microgram per deciliter. So this was a target group we would be interested in formulating targeted intervention. So discussion. So what's new about what I've presented here? Unfortunately, nothing is new. This has been going on for years, and this is an ongoing problem that has not been corrected. So historically, mining and battery manufacturing are industries well known for overexposure. Again, more needs to be done to reduce overall exposure at the workplace and protect workers. In addition, reducing levels will take a more focused efforts approach by government, industry, employers, and employees. There were several limitations that we ran into while we were performing this study, and some of these included that employees might not provide blood lead testing for all lead-exposed workers as required by OSHA regulation. Secondly, some laboratories might not report all tests as required by state laws. And lastly, there was limited data on industry for those who had non-elevated blood lead levels. And that's something the National ABLES Program and the Missouri ABLES Program is currently working to improve on. So these results overall might affect the total number of persons who might be overexposed to lead, so we may not be capturing the whole population of those who are exposed. And I didn't go into details, but there are some occupations that are underreported, for example, like constructions who might have issues with transient workers or workers not being in the national Missouri database. So this brings me to my conclusions. So in conclusion, prevalence of elevated blood levels in Missouri is approximately five times higher than the U.S. national average. Occupational exposures to lead remains a major problem in Missouri, and as I reported earlier, in terms of targeting intervention for specific groups, so males who were over 35 years old and those working in manufacturing were more likely to have an elevated blood lead levels of greater than or equal to 25 microgram per deciliter. So based on that, we came up with some recommendations to further improve surveillance and reducing overall exposures within Missouri for the long term. And these include, one, improve engineering controls, such as local exhaust ventilation and enclosures to reduce overexposure in the workplace. And it has been tried in some industries, like, for example, battery manufacturing. Few of them have done modified engineering controls and that have reduced overall exposures. Secondly, would include increased employer efforts to comply with current guidelines for testing and managing workers. An increased effort by workers and workers and employees for safe work practices, and also efforts by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and ABLES programs to educate workers on the new CDC guidelines, because most people are not aware that the new CDC guidelines is greater than 10 microgram per deciliter. Most people still stick with the old OSHA, which is greater than 50 microgram per deciliter. So finally, what we are presenting here and what the discussion is probably going to the future is that OSHA lead standards needs to be updated to reflect new science and the CDC guidelines. And I've mentioned earlier that even levels around 5 microgram deciliter has been shown to cause irreversible health effects both in children and adults, and this needs to be addressed globally. So that's something Walter and the National ABLES Program can take up with OSHA. So acknowledgement, I would like to thank Carol Braun, Program Administrator from Missouri ABLES Program, Walter, Jeff Calvert, and others from the National ABLES Program, and my supervisors from the Health Hazards Evaluation Program, Marie DiPerio, John Gibbons, Bruce Bernard, and Sally Brown, all EIS, for helping me put together this presentation and allowing me to evaluate the Missouri ABLES Program. Thank you.